Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. We're going to talk to somebody who is absolutely amazing. You have to look at her website because I'm telling you, she helps a lot of people do a lot of things. You know, a lot of people have problems these days. They're miserable or they're looking for help. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn. And this could be an avenue of really serious help for you. We're going to talk to an intuitive life path coach who is also a top-notch Reiki master. She's a teacher. She's an ordained minister, a medium, and she's the founder of Sacred Messages. She is based in Wyoming, where it is knee-deep in snow out there, maybe even more than knee-deep in snow. But I'm not going to tell you a whole lot about Kathy, only to tell you that her role is to enlighten as many people as she can and encourage them to return to their true soul so they can recall who they authentically are like and their real purpose on earth. Above all, she's intensely passionate about empowering women because she says women continue to lag behind men in leadership roles. And the key to their success is to unite as one, because when you do, you become extremely powerful and perfectly capable of creating a much better world. That's her goal, create a better world, and it's reflected by the positive effects of the Me Too movement moving now and throughout history. She aspires to help all of us become perfect, non-judgmental, unconditionally loving beings with higher purpose and a deeper sense of wholeness so you can live as fully as the beautiful can. Listen, that's just part of her message. She has many stories, a lot of things she can talk about, and we've decided to bring her on today to hear her story. If you go to her website, you will look at a lot of testimonials from people. She has saved many people's lives. They can't be without her. They just don't want to do without her. She's remarkable. So we're going to learn her story. I love talking to people like this. I love people who have a history and have helped others. And let me just say it's really a pleasure for us to have Kathy Chandler of Sacred Messages as our guest. She has a wonderful website. I'm going to give you that address in just a little bit. But let's say hi to Kathy and talk to her a little bit about what it's like out in Wyoming today. Kathy? Tell
Hi
me
there.
What it's
Hi,
like
Dad.
As you
Thanks
look
for
out
having
the
me.
As you look out the window, what do you see? Tell me.
Well, I'm 5 foot tall, so I barely see the top of my fence. We have over 500 inches and it's dumping all week long again. I'm giving gratitude because we've been in a drought, so I'm starving for some green, but I'm giving gratitude. So yeah, we're deep in winter still.
And you were located in Wyoming, right next to the entrance into Yellowstone. Is that right? In that area?
I'm at the Grand Tetons, the gate of Yellowstone, a very sacred vortex. Yes.
My goodness, it sounds gorgeous. Although I know the news has been filled with all the snow that you've been getting out there in that area, and you say 500 inches. What? Are you kidding?
Yeah,
you got to be kidding.
No, I'm
a little
not.
Bit.
No. You can look at Jackson Hole Mountain Resort, and they'll tell you, I think we're probably at 5'11 or 5'15 at this point.
Holy mackerel. I can't figure it out fast enough. How many feet is that? Take a guess.
Oh, you're going to have me do that? 12, 24, 36, 48. It's a lot of feet.
Forget
I know it's taller
it. It's
than
a lot
me.
Of feet of snow. Whoopee-doo.
It is.
Well,
it is a lot of feet.
Thank you for taking the time to talk with us. I know it must be gorgeous, but at the same time threatening and in some respects really daunting to have that much snow outside. I guess you don't go out very much.
It's better than floods, fires, and tornadoes. And we
I hear
ski
you.
Here. You go crazy if you didn't do an outdoor sport. I love skiing.
Good for you. Tell me a little bit about your practice is called Sacred Messages. Describe Sacred Messages for him. What is Sacred Messages all about? How do you answer that?
They are messages coming from your ancestors, your guides, your angels. Everybody comes with what I call a crew. Normally I see six spirits and two angels with you. One of those spirits is your guide. And this is really important. That guide serves your every thought and your every word. They're what we were before we came here, a non-judgmental, unconditional, loving being. So they're incapable of judging if your thoughts are healthy, deadly, happy, sad, glad, mad. It's just, I'm sitting here thinking that guy over there with that horrible virus sneeze and I'm going to catch it. My guy, oh, she'd like to have it. I'll have her wake up with it in the morning. They don't get the don't, the not, or any of that. You can never think about what you don't want because that's exactly what you'll get. So these messages come to help you with your health. Many have come to me to talk to somebody that's crossed over to see if they're mad. What we don't understand is when you leave, you're a non-judgmental being again. What is mad? No, they just love you. They just want to help you. There's nothing to forgive. There's nothing to be mad about. I've helped people find lost pets. I adore that part. Sometimes somebody wants me to help them find a necklace or something, which is nice. I'm really more about, I think what sets me aside from other psychics, because there's a lot of great people out there doing this, is I'm really about educating you to do exactly what I do. We all came with this gift. I just have memory and developed it. That's all.
You know, a lot of people are somewhat reluctant to come to somebody like you to see what an experience, a reading or a connection that you could do for somebody, how it can help them and what it can do for them. Maybe that's a good question to ask. What can it do? How can it help people to come and go through a session with you? Whatever you might do, you do so much. You're a Reiki master, you know, you're a kinesiology practitioner, you do raindrop therapy, I God knows what that is, crystal laying, you do that, you are an educator in so many different things, and you do classes, you give lectures, and you help people. So what would the benefit be to someone who's never done this before if they came to you? What do you think they would experience? You would open their eyes into another world, really, right?
Yep. The best thing for me is to see that light bulb go on. So if you come without your walls up, but like, well, I'll just check it out, whatever, they will always tell you something that only you know. They'll always tell you something that there's no way I know. If you'll give them a chance somewhere in that, they'll tell you something to change your life. Then you start getting on board. Then I introduce you if you want, because it changes your life forever once I introduce you to your guides and angels, because then they know that you know that they know that you know that they know. Okay, I think I kept up with that. And it changes your life. Once you yourself, I know it's, huh? Once you yourself communicate with them, everything changes. I mean, people see me driving along, talking, nobody's in the car, but anybody that knows me, like, yeah, she's talking to those spirits. I'm constantly in contact with them. You know, people come and maybe their life is so dark. No matter how dark the room is, there's always a speck of light. And if you change your focus to the speck of light, suddenly the room is light and the speck is dark. It's just helping people know how to do that.
Well, let's talk about the various things you do to help people. When someone comes to you, and they don't come to you, they contact you, I guess, on the telephone or Zoom or something like that. I mean, with 500
inches
of snow
want.
Around your house, they can't get to you right now, right?
Well, not for me. I have to get to them. Yeah, I do have people visit me in my office. I do have an office in another state. I do Zoom, phone, whatever method people want. You know, I do retreats and things like that. So sometimes people come to me because, oh, this is fun, a psychic. And it starts out fun, but if you come to me, you have homework. You know, I'm going to give you homework to do, like talking to your guides. Or sometimes if you have something physical, then we'll find it, and then we'll make advice to you as to what would be to your highest good. And that may be where energy work comes in. Or I might tell you to go hug a tree, and you're like, well, that's crazy. Why would I hug a tree? Because it grounds you. It grounds you. That tree is connected to every tree and as far as you can see, and they're all sending that love, believe it or not, to you. Just go to hug a tree with no thoughts in your mind and see what happens. So I use a lot of different modalities depending on the person.
Well, you said, you just mentioned talk to your guides. How does one talk to their guides? Number one, explain that to me. I mean, could I do it?
I'd
could
love
I talk to.
To
my guides? Are they around me right now?
They are. They are around you. I could even tell your spirit guide's name, but maybe I should do that in private. You talk to them just the same way you're talking to me, but there's a few things that are different, and I'll tell you how you hear them because that's what's important. So I could sit here and just talk to my guides like I am you. But the important thing is the words I use, they are very literal on that side, which has made me a very literal being, and that doesn't always work in this world. But if I say I want, I'm manifesting to want, and I'll keep wanting. If I say I need, I'm manifesting to need, try. Instead, I say things like, your duty today is, I command, like every morning I command to be in my highest frequency, or thank you for something that you haven't received yet, and then walking away knowing for a fact they're going to do it for you. If you've never done it before, then walk away going, well, I'm waiting to see what they're going to do, because they will. If I say, this is going to be a rotten day, they're going, what does rotten mean? We need to make this rotten for her. Yeah. So we really have to change the way we speak to them. Now, here's how they speak to you. To every one of us, we've just gotten so busy in this world that we don't take time to hear. So this is very literal. Any and every thought you have that you even go, huh, or where did that come from? Or why can't I get this off my mind? It's driving me crazy. Or you have a thought that we say you chew on, or you have a conversation with yourself, or one you argue with. None of those are your thoughts. You don't do that to every thought you have. You only do that to incoming messages, things you read, hear, or see. So I suggest that people, when they wake up in the morning, before they open your eyes, because opening your eyes is a conscious thought, that's when you lay out your day. I give gratitude. I catch myself arguing with you. Then you might be sitting there going, why am I thinking of, oh, wait a minute, I know I need to do it. And even if it seems crazy to you, even though you have crazy ideas, you don't think they are. So that right there tells you it's not your idea. Maybe you're driving down the road and you're going to go straight. You suddenly hear this thought just at the third light, make the next left, and you go, why would I do that? Who did you say that to? You didn't say it to you. You don't make the turn, and you're in a wreck at the next light going, wish I would have made that left.
Wow.
The first
wow.
thought to every new subject is them too, but we don't even pay attention to that. We shove it aside and replace it with something that's from our comfort zone, something that's ours.
Listen, I pointed out, you know, you do so many different things. How do you know what one of these modalities that you use, the list I went down it, that you're going to use with the person who comes to you and is seeking your help? Number one, is it always a reading they come to first, or do they come to you to say, help me, you know, I'm lost, my life is a mess or whatever, and then you will use Reiki or kinesiology or crystals or whatever? How do you just know what to do? Yeah.
Well,
what,
if they don't come specifically asking for one of those, then usually the guides will tell me what they need, and then I'll suggest it to them and tell them how it works. Like raindrop therapy you mentioned, that's using essential oils, dripping them up the back, feathering them in, working them up the spine with something called Vitaflex. Spirit guides me as to whether they're emotional or physical oils. At the end, I put heat packs on you, and I work with your feet, and then you kind of float out the office. Sometimes I'll ask you to sit for a minute, especially after Reiki. I usually ask you to sit for a little bit, because you're still kind of getting back in your body. You're kind of floaty. And Reiki works on all levels, the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. All levels, just like your guides do.
Well, that has to be done in person. Would that be right?
No.
You can't do that over the telephone,
can you? Nope, I work on people around the world. We set up a time, and they're supposed to be laying down.
Okay.
And then I ask the angels to allow, I'll write their name down. And I'll ask this to proxy them. During COVID, when it was so quiet for me, I loved it because energy work was so powerful. I had a friend in South America in Peru, and I said, I'm going to do Reiki on you, but I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing. I want to check this out. So I worked on her, and I called her back in an hour. And she goes, oh, my gosh, my digestive system was driving me nuts. And while you were working on me, it was gurgling and all that. And I went, wonderful. That's exactly where I was attracted, was to work on digestion. I don't really guide Reiki. Reiki guides me if I allow myself to just be quiet and still. And the thing about energy work is they always bring enough for the practitioner. So I always receive as well.
Well, you know, you talk to me about how you got into this. How did all this begin for you? What's your past?
I was born this way. My grandmothers were this way. I have siblings, but nobody really used it like I do. They use the word intuition. I didn't really understand it in the beginning of my life. Then when I started doing massage, I kept getting messages to tell people. And I really wasn't confident with that. And then one day, it was almost yelled at me, and I couldn't focus on the woman. And he said he was her husband. I didn't know she's a widow. And he had a message for her. I thought, I thought, oh, well, if I lose this client, I guess I'll know this is just a bunch of bunk. So I told her, and she just started crying, and it gave her closure for what that subject was about. And I was like, oh, okay. And I shared it here and there, but it took a death experience. I was in a head-on car wreck. We were both doing 55 at impact, and I had a complete experience on the other side. It felt like I was there for a week, but they said it was 2 minutes and 36 seconds. And that's when I was shown I hadn't done anything I came to Earth to do, what I was supposed to do. And I got a chance to come back, and I get a little emotional, and raise my daughters if I do my work. That's why I'm so passionate about helping every single person I can. I got a second chance. I also got to see what home's like, and I don't fear death at all. I think if I fear anything, it might be people, but that's a joke, sort of.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we don't remember home. We'd all be shooting ourselves to get back there. You know, and I just, can I throw something in here? Because this really bothers me. The
sure.
suicide thing. People are led to believe you burn in hell if you, there is no hell unless you create it for yourself. It's like Earth is college. That's what they call Earth. This is in another dimension from where we're really from. So if your son is failing in college and drops out, are you going to throw him in a fiery furnace? Are you going to take him home and embrace him and love him? It's not that way. And a lot of times people offer their lives to teach everybody around them from what happened with the suicide. So I just want to throw that in there because it makes me sad that people are stated they're not going to see their loved ones on the other side. Or we all love each other equally on the other side, and we're all helping each other. So nobody burns in hell for what they do. It is really, spirit really came in strong for me to say that. So someone listening may need to hear this. And I hope they do.
Is that advice for someone who might be considering suicide? And you,
I feel it is.
Yeah.
And I feel anybody that's considering it, you know, suicide often is spontaneous. And when someone commits it, they don't. I've had so many spirits say to me, I didn't realize I was not going to be there at Christmas or for the wedding, or I didn't realize they'd all be hurt. Or usually when you get to the other side, the first thing you feel, you start, you're void of any emotion. Then you start to become that beautiful, non-judgmental, unconditional loving being again. But since time doesn't exist, I'll just make it up. Let's say for 30 minutes, you're still capable of human emotions. So you get to review your life. You're not judged by a creator. Our creator doesn't know how to judge. And you see what you did to hurt all these people. And for that little bit of time, you're so devastated. And that's when you usually say, you know what? I want to work from the spirit realm to help them. That's when you'll get dreams or a sign or a bird or coins, or they use so many different objects to get our attention and try to help us from that side. A lot of them say a drug addict, and they just feel like they can't get out of it. And that's because of words. And, you know, I help a lot of drug addicts with that because, you know, I could have been one. When I went through a hard childhood, I could have been a drug addict or a drunk or a prostitute. But what I went through made me realize not to judge anyone, because you don't know their path. But to anyone that wants to commit suicide, somebody loves you. You matter to someone, and they will be sad when you go, and no matter how hard your troubles are, reach out to anyone, someone like me. It doesn't have to be me, that can guide you to what your real path is and why you feel lost on this planet. You just lost your way, but you can always be found.
That's such good advice. I'm glad to hear you say that. I want to tell everybody what your website is, because it's a very good website. It's Sacred Messages, JH. I'm not sure what that is. .com.
Jackson Hole. Jackson Hole.
That's where you are near Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
right.
Now it makes sense.
Right.
All right. Sacred Messages, plural, Messages, JH.com. That's for Jackson Hole, Wyoming. All right, we're talking to Kathy Chandler. As I pointed out, she does so many things. She's an intuitive life path coach. What is that? What do you do?
With the intuitiveness and your guides, we can help you get on your path. Maybe you're, and this is one thing that's so sad on this earth, you get in a job and you can't leave it, you hate it, but you got the 401k in that, and you're just waiting to retire to enjoy life, and you have a heart attack and don't enjoy life. It's guiding you to say, you know what, you can leave this job because there's something better around the corner. You got to quit looking what's behind you and look in front of you. Or maybe you're trying to decide which direction to go, or should I marry this man? I don't really like to get into a lot of romantic things, but I'll help with guidance. You know, should I move to so-and-so? then spirit will come and discuss the reasons you should or shouldn't with you. They never tell you what to do. They guide you to make your own decision because you're a free agent down here. I mean, I don't know what we were drinking when we said, we'll go to this place that has all these things we don't know about, and we'll have amnesia, and we'll be a free agent. You should pat yourself on the back every day for waking up down here. And free agent means no, none of your guides or anyone can do anything for you without your permission. And there's a whole other little section where I guide people into how to giving them permission and handing it over with all my needs are met and knowing it and believing it. And I usually start with the parking place. And then when you get that parking place, you're like, wow, this really works. Now you're starting to believe. Once you believe, it becomes 10 times more powerful.
Well, I love what you're saying. I mean, a lot of it, you know, is hard to visualize or understand if you haven't done this, but it's very interesting.
It is.
Hearing the way you do this. I know you've been such a help to so many people. There are a lot of really great testimonials on your website. Do you hear back from a lot of people after you've been a help to them? Do they keep in touch with you?
I do. I have people that come to me monthly. People that sometimes check in every couple of weeks, and then people that contact me when things are going wrong again, you know. So, yeah, I usually do hear back from people, and I'm grateful for that because, you know, I just gave you a little snippet of what we do in a reading. But in a reading, we really guide you through how to hear him and the right words to use. And then when you come back, we review that. Like, if you haven't done any of these, then you're wasting my time and your money to come back, in a sense, to be quite honest, because I'm about helping everybody grow. I'm about empowering us, especially women and the youth. Our youth are lost. They've been raised on computers, and they're so lost, and they're the most powerful beings on this planet right now. And women, we're co-creators. Let's just think about that. And the way that it's been made throughout history is this hierarchy of men. And it's really time for women to step forward. There is nothing more powerful than a group of women standing together. And the Me Too movement proved that. One woman went up against the most powerful man in her industry who would have crushed her. But then another woman stood up, and another woman stood up, and another woman stood up, and they held hands and took him down. Where we're going wrong is then we go home and bake cookies. No, you got to keep on standing up. I deserve that position. I deserve the same pay. And if you look around the world, it's happening. I mean, God bless those women in Iran. They gave up their lives to fight for what they believed in. We have to unite and be loving to each other. And it all begins, and this is the hardest one really for people, it was for me, to all begin by having unconditional love for yourself. For yourself. And like I tell people that are looking for love and attracting the wrong guys, you got to take time to love yourself, because then you'll attract someone to love you the way that you love yourself. If I have a low self-esteem and don't really like myself, I'll attract a mate to hold me in that energy. If I feel powerful and strong and know I'm a beautiful, wonderful, kind person, I'm going to attract someone to uplift me in that and hold me in that energy. A low frequency doesn't do well in a high frequency. Yeah, we attract what we give thought to, but it all starts with loving yourself. I don't care how many mistakes you've made. This is college. That's what they call Earth. And once you really get that, it's a weight off your shoulders. So you're not perfect when you go to college. You wouldn't go. You make mistakes. You learn from them, and you move on. Well, I'm not doing that again, or, wow, that really worked for me. Mistakes aren't something to be ashamed of. I'm proud of every mistake I've made because it's brought me to where I am today. I've had some hard times, but I made it. I survived it.
Good for you. You mentioned something that just made me think a little bit. You talked about youth. Do you think it would benefit teenagers and kids, especially those who might be having problems, to go through a reading and see what it would do for them?
Oh, 100%. Thank goodness I have enlightened people that bring their children to me, and they pass me right up. I love that. Someone says, you want them to pass you up? Shows I'm a good teacher. You're dang straight I do. They're closer to the truth than us. The younger they are, they're closer to where we came from instead of having all this human belief systems and garbage put on them. So they're easier to get to. I worked with a young girl the other day. She's amazing. She's powerful. And she has this high anxiety around people. It's because she feels everyone's feelings and emotions. She takes them all on. You know, she's an empathist. So once she discovered that, and I told her how to protect herself from it, and that sometimes when we feel things, we're not supposed to get engaged. We're just supposed to send some love or angels or energy, whatever you believe in. You know, going in stores is difficult for me. I haven't learned how to turn it off. Maybe I'm not supposed to. He's going to kill himself. She needs to talk to me. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I put earbuds in walking around a store. One time I didn't, and I heard strongly he's going to commit suicide. Oh, geez. So I followed him around. I saw him getting razor blades. Oh, what do I do now? And he says, I'm Frank. I'm his grandpa. He's killing himself to come to me. So I walked up and says, hey, Frank wants to talk to you. And he just looked at me, and he dropped the razor blades. I said, I'm a medium. You don't have to believe in me, but you need to step outside. I have a message for you. So we talked. I told him how to talk to his grandpa. I never saw him again until a year later. He scared the heck out of me. He came running at me full blast, and I didn't recognize him. And I'm like, okay, protection. And he says, you saved my life. My grandpa told me where the money was. I started my own auto shop. My life is great. And I'm like, wow, I'm glad I didn't have my earbuds in.
Wow. Do you get that feeling when you're walking around? Do you just pass people and get intuitive feelings about them or thoughts?
I do. I try not to. Like, I love music, so when I go to listen to music, I put all my focus on the music so that I'm not hearing all this. You know, it's weird to walk up to a stranger and say, hey, your grandpa, you know. But, I mean, at this
point, I
don't care what people think.
Well, look, it's so interesting talking to someone like you because there's so much to it, and I think it's great you do this, and you've been doing this for a long time now. And the important thing is you can help people. It doesn't matter where they are. As you talk to, you know, you've got people overseas in Europe, all around, who contact you. And through that connection, whether it's a Zoom or a telephone call, you help change their lives. And as I said before, there are enough testimonials on your website to attest to the fact that people are so glad that they had the chance to talk to you and actually, you know, have their life changed. What do you
like
about doing
this? And I'm honored to be
of
service to those people. I like the fact that I know I got to cheat. I know why I'm here. I know what I'm supposed to do. And when I see someone light up or their light change or they come up to me and says, you changed my life. First of all, no, I was a crossing guard. I gave you the information. You changed your life. Don't, you know, I'd love to take credit, but it's not true. That makes my whole day. If I can just help one person a day, if we all could help one person, just smiling at someone, which we couldn't do for a long time with masks, you don't know that that didn't change their whole day. Maybe someone didn't smile at them. Actually, you should be hugged 9 times a day. It raises the endorphins in your brain, just like gratitude. Gratitude begets gratitude, you know. Gratitude changes the endorphins in your brain. It takes care of those reward sensors, you know. It's, I mean, gratitude is the greatest thing you can live in. No matter how hard your life is, there's something to be grateful for. You just got to look for it.
I love that. You got to be hugged 9 times a day.
9, even if you have to hug yourself. Even if you're hugging yourself. And when you do, like I hug myself and I go, I love you, Kathy. And I mean it.
Kathy, you're great. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day with all that snow out in and around Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which is where you are. 500 inches of snow. My goodness gracious. Maybe a little bit more than that. Kathy Chandler is our guest's name. Her website, again, is Sacred Messages, plural, that is, with a S. Sacred Messages, JH, and that stands for Jackson Hole. That way you'll remember it. Go there and .com, obviously, by the way. SacredMessagesJH.com. Go there. You'll see a lot. You'll learn a lot, and you'll know how to get in touch with Kathy. Kathy, this has been wonderful. We thank you so much. It's been great having you as our guest, okay? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. I'm so honored. Thank you for the opportunity.
You are very welcome indeed. Well, that's it, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. That's Kathy Chandler. She's amazing. I love stories like this. What a great lady.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
We sure do. We'll see you next time, everybody. Till then, take care, and bye for now.